What's up, guys? My name's Cole Bell, and I'm back with another podcast, and today I'm going to be telling the story on how I met Lil Yachty. But before we get started, don't forget to go follow me on Instagram and TikTok at ColeBell0 and on YouTube at Cole Bell. But this was literally the best day of my life, and it took place when I was a freshman in high school. This was about, I would say, it was in September, and I think 2018, but I went to the mall just like usual. If you guys know me, I go to the mall pretty much every single week. I've been doing this for years, and, you know, we just go, you know, Mall Avalon, that's what we do. But I went with a group of my friends, and it was just a normal day. Everything was fine. Everything was normal until I got a text from a kid at my school who, like, nobody in our group really liked. We weren't friends with him. He actually caused lots of problems with people in our grade. But he texted us, and he said that he needed to meet up with me at the mall, and it was urgent. So my friends didn't want me to respond because they didn't want to, like, you know, deal with him. But I responded, you know, because it was urgent, so I thought it had to be serious. So we met up at the food court, and I saw him skating over, and he was like, "Dude, Lil Yachty just walked past me in the mall." And I was like, "There's no way. Lil Yachty's not at my mall." So, then we went to Zoomies because that's where Ryan, his name's Ryan, that's where he said that he was. So, I didn't believe him, so I went to ask the worker. And if you don't know, Zoomies is, it's just a skate shop in, like, a bunch of malls. But I went in, and the worker was flipping out, okay? He was, like, you know, shaking, and I was asking him, I was like, "Was Lil Yachty here?" And the guy was like, "Yeah, he just left our store." And I was like, "There's no way. Which way did he go?" And he went out, and he, like, pointed me that way. So he went left. So I tell you, I've never ran so fast in my life. Ryan was on a skateboard. We went so quick throughout that mall. It was insane. But we got all the way to the nearest exit, and that was the movie theater exit. So that's where we figured he'd be. But I get out there, and guess what? I don't see him anywhere. But the one thing I did notice that was a little bit off is there was an electric blue G-Wagon parked in the fire lane outside of the movie theater. So the first thing I think of is there's nobody who's not a big, you know, a big celebrity who's driving an electric blue G-Wagon. And guys, when I mean electric blue, I'm not just talking about blue. I'm talking about electric blue. Look at the cover of this podcast. That is what the car looked like. But anyway, I go up to the passenger window of the car, and about 3 seconds later, it just speeds off. And I have videos of the car speeding off in my Snapchat memories. I knew it was him. So we chased him around the parking lot. He did circles, and, like, it was just like a game. We just kept chasing him until he left the mall, and I saw him leave and get onto the main road. That was very depressing. But, you know, I saw him drove off. It was sad. We went back in the mall. We looked like fools. You know, we ditched my whole friend group just to chase this stupid car that we didn't even know if it was him. But, you know, we figured it was him. But we were meeting another friend at the mall. His name's Nabil. So I text him. He said he's at Chick-fil-A. We go back to the food court, and there he is in line ordering. And we tell him everything that happened. We told him about the car. We told him about us chasing it. And he was like, "There's no way. I just saw that car out in the upper parking lot." Keep in mind, guys, we're in the movie theater parking lot, not the upper lot. So if he saw him in the upper lot, that means that he just went out and went back to the mall and went to a different parking lot. So what do? We drop everything we're doing, we look at each other, and we just run. So this time my whole, like, giant friend group tagged along, and we just sprinted. We went outside. Keep in mind, all of this from now on is on video because I recorded all of this. But we get to the double doors, we sprint out, his car's backing out of the parking spot. We chase him probably about 100 yards down the parking lot, and then the car just stops. So there's about, like, 20 kids running at the car, and what do you know? Lil Yachty, he comes out of the passenger window, the same window that I put my face up to, and, you know, he's, like, sitting on, like, the side of the car, and he's recording all of us. He put it on his story, on his Instagram story, and he was like, "Oh my gosh," and, you know, he was like, "This is crazy." So I have screen recordings of that too. If you don't believe me, I'll probably post them somewhere on my Instagram. But, you know, that was just crazy. And we all got to take selfies with him. He was all iced out. He had a gazillion chains on his neck, a ring on every single finger, grills, you know, the red, the beads. It was just crazy seeing my favorite rapper in person at my mall. If you know who I, if you know me at all, you know that my favorite rappers consist of Lil Yachty and Trippie Redd. So, you know, that was just really crazy and the best day of my life, pretty much. But I hope you guys enjoyed this story. Keep in mind, follow me on all my other social medias, like I said earlier, and I will see you guys next time. Also, if you have any story requests or want to hear anything on this podcast, feel free to reach out to me on any platform that I mentioned earlier, and I will see you guys next time. Peace!